Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stan Brill is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Stan is a new friend. He's the founder and CEO of MCG, which is a private commercial lending firm that focuses on helping people just like you and me get the funding we need for growth capital, for real estate purchases, that kind of thing. And he's here to talk to us about some things that we need to look for whenever we're borrowing money from anyone. And some things to look for that might not quite pass the smell test. Stan Brill, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. So Stan, as my audience knows, and I'll bring you up to date a little bit, my belief and my experience, in fact, is what this is based on, my belief is based on, is that other than organic profits and cash flow, the best way for most small businesses, and I say most, I mean 99% of small businesses, to grow their business beyond the organic capital is to borrow money. Is to go to a bank, probably, and borrow money. What do you think?
I think that's accurate. I think that's very true. The conventional route is always the best route as far as the borrowing from a bank goes. Sometimes it's not as easy as it sounds, though.
Well, sometimes a lot of small businesses aren't bankable. They've got credit issues. They don't have enough of a track record. Banks don't loan money to people without track records. They just don't do that. And they don't have a track record. They don't have good financials. They don't know how to approach the bank. There are a lot of reasons why you might not qualify for a bank loan, right?
You're absolutely correct. Financials are not in order. It's a startup. Even if you have decent sales and you have a good credit score, if you're within that 2-year mark, if you get approved, you're still going to be capitated to maybe $10,000 to $25,000 of that.
Yeah, that's how you build your bankability. Is you start small, you get some traction, get some a little bit of track record behind you. And then you go to the bank and you start small. You ask for a little bit and you perform on that and then you ask for a little bit more. This is exactly how I've done it in my career, Stan. You've probably done the same thing. And so ultimately you get bankable. But you and I both know that for whatever reason, for a number of reasons, either as a startup or sometimes mature businesses get themselves into a bind, they wind up having to deal sometimes with people who are not bankers, right?
Right.
With lending institutions, they're not bankers. And a lot of times, that's where you're going to find situations that you need to watch out for. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yes, that's definitely true.
So tell us about some of the issues that people run into when they leave the commercial banking world and go into organizations. Maybe we used to call them factors, asset-based lending type relationships, those kinds of things. What should we look for?
First and foremost, you want to look at the rate. A lot of these companies offer an introductory rate. They tell you that the rate would be prime, which happens to be 3.25. All business lending, not all, but majority of business lending is based off prime. So prime plus 0, prime plus 2, which is about 3.25 to 5.25. And then, somewhere in the fine print in the paperwork that you're signing saying that it's a promotional rate for 3 months, and then it's going to get skyrocketed to prime plus 10, prime plus 15.
Yeah.
You want to be very wary of the term, meaning how long you're borrowing the money for. Most conventional loans are based on a 5-year amortization. That means it's broken up into 60 payments,
mm-hmm.
and it's a two-year credit line, and then it gets reset. It all depends on.
No, wait, time out. Time out. When it gets reset, you mean the interest rate gets reset?
No. The line gets reset. The prime is. The interest rate is always prime plus whatever.
You're saying that it's a 5-year amortization, but there's a balloon in 2 years.
Correct. Okay. Most of
when you say reset, you say reset. That's the same thing as a balloon. Go ahead.
Right. That's correct. So most SBA products have those type of terms, especially mm-hmm. on the lower lending amount.
Right.
When you go to companies that are either factoring or asset based, they'll take that collateral or
right.
They'll take your accounts receivables to factor as collateral.
I want to come back. Stan, hold on. I want to come back to something you said a minute ago. I don't want to leave this before. I don't want to get too far away from this. You said someone will offer you an introductory rate of a prime plus 2 or 3 or something like that. The reason why that doesn't pass the smell test is if you've got a small business and you are bankable at your local bank, they're going to charge you prime plus 3. If they love you, if they can't wait for you to come in and do more business with them, they love your business. They're still going to charge you at least prime plus 3, maybe more. Only the very, very top larger small businesses are going to get that clearly closer to prime. So my point is, if a bank is not going to give you that rate, some other lending institution like Stan's talking about, that rate, you know that rate is not good. That's one way to tell, isn't it, Stan?
Yeah, we're currently lending at prime plus 5. So if anybody does prime plus 3, I even saw some, and it's interesting because a lot of these companies are on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. And, go there on Craigslist, and you just kind of see what the market is trending towards. And there's some guys out there who are like prime plus 0.
Yeah.
That's
one of those cases where if it sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true.
You're 100% right.
Yeah.
Some of these companies charge upfront fees, non-refundable. That's also something to basically be very cautious about because, you're in a bind, you're trying to get money, yet they're asking you to shell out some money. And then next thing you know, you're not approved for whatever reason, and you're in a worse situation than you started off.
Right. Stan, give us your website, please.
Our website is mcgloan.com.
mcgloan.com. So check that out, folks. Stan and I are going to come right back after these messages and talk about some other things for you to look for when you're borrowing money.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.